the saint who is the principal feast of this rite, of the Gregorian rite today, is another Spanish saint. One in some places very well known, in other places not known at all, especially in the United States. It is the feast of St. John of St. Facundo. Now, because oftentimes we find that those who translate these missals into English are not very akin to liking the Spaniards or the French, sometimes the Italian, but mostly the Spaniards and the French, they call him San de Safacunde, as if he were French. But he's not French, he's Spanish. When his parents had him, they had been childless, and they made many, many promises to God. And when he was born, they were very well rewarded, because he was an exceptional child, a holy child, one could say, who was the admiration of those around them. Thus, it was no surprise that when he became a teenager, he would seek entrance into the local canonry or convent of the Augustinian canons, of which he became one. And so he prepared for the priesthood. In the meantime, there were many experiences, too many to relate, and also many miracles that happened because of him. One of his particular gifts from God was to bring peace among warring factions. And so many, many times when there was a dissidence between families or friends or cousins or whatever, he established peace. Not a very easy thing to do, I can assure you. Usually, you're the one that they bite, not themselves. And so it's a very difficult ministry and very difficult job to try to correct and to bring peace among those who are at ill with each other. Saint John of Facundo, or Facundo, lived until the year 470, and he died in the holiness of Christ. Many, many who came to him received miracles, tremendous miracles, and of course also the many who were established or reestablished in peace by him. He was one of those saints, and of course most are, who spend many, many hours every day meditating and contemplating our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And so, of course, it's very appropriate that we have him in this month of both Corpus Christi, the Eucharist, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Who is the Eucharist? From him all things come. And without him, there is nothing that is, as we read in the prologue of St. John at the end of Mass. So may St. John of San Facundo intercede for us and bring us many, many wonderful things in this day when there is so much evil and confusion, so much sacrilege in the Church today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.